Welcome to EMP. Let us start off with prayer. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for this past Christmas. It was such a sweet and wonderful time celebrating your birthday. God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And now we come before you in this bright new morning, Lord, and we just ask for you to speak to us today. May you come and be with us, Holy Spirit. Bless our day today, God. Help us to continue to remember you in our everyday, in our holidays, in our good times, in our bad times, Lord. We lift this time up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to be sharing from Philippians 3, verses 12 to 15. Philippians 3, 12 to 15. And this is what the word says. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my very own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. So we've come to the end of 2024, and I have been reflecting on how 2024 has been for me. Personally, it has been a triumphant year, though it isn't and it wasn't without its challenges. But looking back, I see his faithfulness over and over again. I see his encouragement over and over again. I see his love, his faithful love for me and my family over and over again. There were many things I could not finish or attain in 2024, but I look forward to completing it in 2025. I pray and I hope that as we enter 2025, we will have hope. And so for my EMP sharing today, I want to encourage us with this scripture. As much as I have been looking at my past year, some of us may still be looking into our past, period. Unable to move forward, still stuck in the cell behind the bars of our past sins, wrongdoings, hurts, and brokenness. These verses are some of the best teachings and reminders to us on how to move forward. Paul is stating that he is a man who is striving to be like Christ. However, he has yet to obtain it. But he teaches us how to do so. The first and foremost of all is that he states, I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Are you his? Are you fully his? He hung on that cross. He was bruised and beaten and bore all of your iniquities to make you his own. This is an assurance the Lord has given us, an assurance that we will and can make it in the end. Our perfection is never on what we can achieve. It has all been completed by Jesus Christ. It is by his grace that we will be and have been made perfect. So we must press on. But there is this assurance Paul is talking about, that is, no matter what it is that is challenging in our lives, he has already made me his. Nothing in this world can determine whose you are because Jesus has marked you with his blood. To Jesus, we are already made perfect because he has already completed his job. But we are living in the in-between world, the interim world, where we are and we need to learn to walk out this reality into our new identity. We must never lose sight of this race we are running. So how are we pressing on to make this reality our own and live it out in our lives to bring heaven on earth? If you are like me, you may be wondering, how? I really don't know. Well, Christ is perfect. It is impossible for me to be like him fully. Paul himself even confirms that he has not yet obtained it. But it never stopped him. And it should never stop us from striving towards that goal. And here are the three things Paul teaches us, even though he really only just mentioned one thing. But basically, all these three things are interlinked. When you do one, it propels the other one. Therefore, it becomes three. And what are they? It says, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, press on toward the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So number one, forgetting what lies behind. We are new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I love how Graham Cook puts it. The old you is dead, is so dead, is deader than dead, because it has passed away. So we need to embrace the new. If you consider yourself a Christian, then you must rejoice with this truth, because the old is gone. It is dead. We need to stop looking back. Stop allowing our past to determine our future. He is the one who determines our future. No one else should. Not you, not I, nor your past sins and situations. Our past can't serve as a reminder to us to teach us not to make the same mistakes twice. Or it is something that we can commemorate and remember when God showed his faithfulness, like all the giants did, building tabernacles. But what it cannot and should not do is to serve as your sentence and keep you locked up in your prison cell. There's a famous quote, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future, and he died so that you are now called saints. So look towards your future. I know many people still constantly remind themselves of their past sins. They call themselves sinner, holding on to the role of judge over themselves, unable to let themselves off the hook. When Jesus bled and bruised so that they can walk without handcuffs. We must not fall prey to this line of thinking. He made you his own. Being called someone's own is very intimate. That means you are his property. You belong to him. He possesses you. No one else can call you their own. If we go with this line of thinking and this line of thought, we actually really don't have a right to hold on to anything, including our past. Number two, Paul says, straining forward to what lies ahead, or pressing on to what lies ahead. Press on means run swiftly in order to catch a person or thing, to run after or pursue in a hostile manner. This is aggressive. This takes grit. This takes focus and intentionality. Paul is describing this straining forward, comparing it to running a race. Every athlete will tell you that in a race, you must focus on your next steps and never look back. And every athlete will also tell you the psychological battle when racing is probably just as hard as the physical battle. No one can win every race. There will be victories and defeat. But if you focus on what lies ahead of you, you will complete that race. So what is lying ahead of us? Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are his unique workmanship. Every one of us carries a different purpose. God is calling us to walk in our purpose. Good works is part of what he has destined us to do. Not that we need it for salvation, but it certainly is the evidence of salvation. Since all of us are unique, we can rest assured to not compete with other people and run our own race. You see, he has a plan for each one of us individually, and ultimately it leads to something good. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I have once interviewed an athlete who represents Hong Kong team to compete in high jump around the world, and this is what he said. "My advice is never focus on other people, but instead I focus on God. I know God has chosen this journey for me that is unique to our relationship. And I know that no matter what, if I stick to his will, I'm gonna enjoy it. And it's going to glorify him. The moment we think we've made it, we've stopped learning and pride creeps in." There is something beautiful about living in this interim world where we may never be able to achieve and obtain it here on this earth. And one of the reasons is that we will forever be looking onto God. We will forever be looking onto him as our source of motivation. Because the moment we think we've made it, we've allowed pride to creep in. This was his race. We all have a different race. And if you don't know your purpose or the call or your call from God, then I pray that you will make good use. You can make good use of the upcoming fast. Seek him and ask him. He loves to share his plans and his wills with you. He loves to hear your heart and tell you what's on his heart for you. So go and seek him. And number three, press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Lord Jesus. Our job in running this race is to focus on the present. A person running cannot look behind. They should not daydream about their future, but they need to focus on their very present. It is only by focusing on our present are we able to move forward, because focusing on our past nor our future will lead us forward. The future can be too far for you, and the past may feel too close to you. It is our present that determines our tomorrow. So what is the prize? The prize is the upward call, not your immediate satisfaction. It is to be able to run this race with Jesus, to do it with him, accomplish his goals, his missions, his purpose, together with him. Ultimately, we will live life in eternity. And no prize beats this one, where we have accomplished our purposes and dwell in the same place with Jesus. But while we're here, we are to do it with him. That is our prize. So finally, in verse 15, he says, "Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in any way you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you." Paul describes what Christian maturity is in verse 15. He connects this perspective and attitude he talked about from verse 12 to 14 with Christian maturity. His heart is for all believers to understand this truth. Even though we live in a fallen world, the in-between, the here but not yet to come, the here but yet to come world, where we see and experience a different set of laws, he encourages us and he implores us to use a new way, a new standard of looking and thinking of what it means to be a Christian and continue to press on in this world. Our lives in this world is very short compared to eternity. And I often ponder on the fact that there are so many things we can't do in heaven. Evangelism, healing, inner healing and deliverance, prophecies. These are some of the very precious invitations God has given us to participate in while we are here. So let us take this time to worship the Lord. And as we worship, I want to invite you to pray or meditate on some things. If you are stuck in your past, just let it go. Handle business with God. Move forward. He says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is his word. This is his promise. This is his assurance. So it's time to let go. If you don't know what your purpose is, seek his face. He will let you know. One thing is already confirmed, and that is to do good works. Start there. Let's not allow our past be carried through to the new year. So let's go into a time of worship.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lord, you are all we want. Let us be focused on you, God. You are better than everything and anything. You're better than our jobs, our raises. You're better than our sickness. You're better than our joy, our defeats. God, you are everything, Lord. So come and be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us move to the front for prayer.